I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Do you have some tattoos on your leg, Cameron? Are those tattoos or band-aids? Oh, I think they're stickers. I like them. I heard that you started school on Friday. Did you get a new backpack? Yeah, and you got to go and meet some new friends? And Conrad, you're starting school in just a few days, the 29th. Just a week. So that means you have one more week to have as much summer fun as you can, right? Well, the story that I just read, it talks about a woman who had been bent over for 18 years. Can you bend over? Imagine being like that for 18 years. I think that would be really difficult for a lot of reasons. One, I think it would hurt your back, it would hurt your neck. Your muscles would get really sore and really tight. But also, I imagine that a lot of people looked at this woman and thought maybe she looked funny, and they wondered what she had done to make that happen to herself. And so I was thinking about you guys as the new school year is starting. You're probably getting ready to make new friends and meet a lot of new people. And there might be some kids at your school whose bodies might look a little bit different than our bodies, or whose minds might work in different ways than our minds work. And I just wanted to remind all of us that however it is that God made our bodies and the bodies of others, and however God made our minds and the minds of others, that even if they're different, that's okay, and that's a good thing. Because when God creates people, God doesn't make mistakes. And God loves everybody that God created. And God's image and God's love is on the heart of every person that God created. So in your new school year, at your new school, or even if you're out and about running errands and you see someone whose body might be different than yours or whose mind might work differently than yours, just remember, God loves them. And they might need the reminder that God loves them too, because sometimes when people are different, other people get scared by that, and they pretend that those people don't exist, or they walk by them quickly because it's hard to acknowledge them. But maybe one of the things we can do as Jesus' followers is remind people that they are loved by God too, and that God loves differences. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today, and thank you for our church. Thank you for the ways that you created every person's body and mind. Help us to see that differences can be good and beautiful. Help us to remind others that you love them no matter what. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.